the furthest you might move to continue your dreams? Well, the new head chef of the Connaught Care Home in Alderney travelled 4,088 miles to continue his love of all things culinary. Travelling from Barbados to Alderney, Wendell Jacobs provides care for the 50-plus residents, along with 20 meals on wheels a day. At the same time, he has said that on a nice spring or summer day, Alderney's equal to any Caribbean island. He spoke to reporter Macy Turner about what he thinks of his new life and whether he misses home.
It's hard to, you know, make the adjustment sometimes, but it was just, you know, work will take you anywhere around the world, really, depending on what you do. But once you have a dream and a passion, you just try to follow your dream and make the best of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about your new role at the Connaught. I imagine it's quite a change from sort of busy hotel kitchens, or is it actually not that different?
Well, I mean, each kitchen would be similar and be, like you said, different at the same time. It's different from the restaurant style because you don't really have the, like, the walking in and the rush service. But it's definitely, you know, a positive change as like, I'd like to think.
And what are some of the changes that you've made since you started in February? What are you trying to sort of bring to the role?
Well, I'm getting a little older as well. So, you know, they're telling me, you know, you must start to eat healthier and get your vegetables in and, you know, eat nutritional foods. So at the same time, I'm just trying to make sure that things taste good while they're being good for the residents and for the staff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess the other thing in care homes is that they're not paying customers, but they still have very strong preferences. I remember when I worked in a care home and I was in kitchens in a hospital and I had a lot of complaints come back about my microwave meals that I was preparing. I mean, how do you sort of deal with different residents' tastes and what they sort of look for?
Well, at first it was a bit challenging, but once I got into it, I realized, well, you know who likes what and what they eat and what they don't eat. So it's become very, you know, familiar for me, and I always just try my best to make sure everyone's happy while it's something related to the menu, or if it needs to be changed directly for that resident, that's okay too.
And how do you get on with the residents? You must know everyone by now. How do you get on?
I mean, they all have their characteristics, and they're quite funny, to be fair, because my father, he's 83 years old, and he's actually in a care home in Barbados, so sometimes when I see some of the male older ones, they remind me of him because, you know, they like to kind of get away with their snarky stuff, extra treats or whatever. But it reminds me of him because I know that's exactly what he does. After he'll have his lunchtime, he'll be ready for, he doesn't stop eating, really.
And what's your favorite dish to prepare?
I would say my favorite dish to prepare would be something like fish related. You know, a nice piece of cod. Well, obviously, we know the residents love the fish and chips, hands down, their favorite dish. Everyone orders it on a Friday. But a nice piece of cod with, you know, some mashed potatoes, nice lemon cream, you know, something healthy but still kind of tasty at the same time.
I'm starving now. That was Wendell Jacobs telling us about his experience as the new head chef at the Connaught in Alderney.